Hear America Speak. Lesson 14. Teasing. We have spent three lessons already talking about Mary as she tries to get some money to go skiing in February. In this lesson, we'll hear the two boys, John and George, tease Mary about walking dogs. Listen carefully now.
Well, I do like animals. How do you go about finding dogs to walk?
Put an ad in the Sunday newspaper.
How much is an ad?
Under $10, I'm sure.
I don't have $10.
Babysit a couple of hours this week. You can make $10, can't you?
Yeah, but how much do I ask for walking a dog? I get $1.75 an hour for babysitting.
Try for $2 for half an hour. That'd be, $10 for five times a week.
You could walk three or four dogs every day after school. You could get rich.
Get rich? I've got to get the dogs first.
Well, you like animals. Try for horses and cows and cats and birds, too, and...
No one has horses or cows here. And you can't walk a cat. They run away and climb trees. And they'd eat any birds. Besides, I like cats, but you can't walk cats.
You could say you'd look after cats when people are away. You don't have to take them outside.
You sure you don't want some help? Sounds like you're going to be busy with all those animals. You know, dogs and horses and cows and birds and cats. And what about fish? Well, lots of people have fish, you know.
How do you walk fish?
Oh, I mean, you've got to feed and clean them. She could look after people's birds and fish, too, you know.
I'll see. I don't have anything to look after yet.
Well, you can't say we didn't try to help you make some money.
Just think. We'll read in Sunday's ads, Mary Taylor, animal walker. $2 for half an hour. Dogs, horses, cows, fish, birds, but no cats.
Oh, forget it, will you? I'm going home.
Remember, I tried to help you. Buy me a Coke when you get rich.
And don't climb too many trees after cats. See ya.
Thanks for nothing. Goodbye.
Now listen to John's teasing again. And then we'll have some questions. Well, you like animals. Try for horses and cows and cats and birds too and...
No one has horses or cows here. And you can't walk a cat. They run away and climb trees. And they'd eat any birds. Besides, I like cats, but you can't walk cats.
You could say you'd look after cats when people are away. You don't have to take them outside.
The first question. Name four animals that John tells Mary to try for. The second question. Why can't you walk a cat? Listen again. Well, you like animals. Try for horses and cows and cats and birds, too, and...
No one has horses or cows here, and you can't walk a cat. They run away and climb trees, and they'd eat any birds. Besides, I like cats, but you can't walk cats.
You could say you'd look after cats when people are away. You don't have to take them outside.
The third question. What would cats do if Mary had any birds? The fourth question. Does Mary think you can walk cats? Circle the correct answer. The fifth question. When could Mary look after cats? Now let's correct your answers to the first through fifth questions.
First, the answer is horses, H-O-R-S-E-S, cows, C-O-W-S, cats, C-A-T-S, and birds, B-I-R-D-S. Second, the answer is, they run away and climb, C-L-I-M-B, trees. Third, the cats would eat, E-A-T, them. Fourth, you should have circled B. No, she doesn't think you can. Fifth, when people are away.
Write your number correct now. George tells Mary that she doesn't have to take cats outside, so they wouldn't be climbing any trees. Listen to this part again, and then to the next. Well, you like animals. Try for horses, and cows, and cats, and birds too, and...
No one has horses or cows here, and you can't walk a cat. They run away and climb trees, and they'd eat any birds. Besides, I like cats, but you can't walk cats.
You could say you'd look after cats when people are away. You don't have to take them outside.
You sure you don't want some help? Sounds like you're going to be busy with all those animals. You know, dogs and horses and cows and birds and cats. And what about fish? Lots of people have fish, you know.
How do you walk fish?
Oh, I mean, you've got to feed and clean them. She could look after people's birds and fish, too, you know. John teases Mary about needing some help. He also uses, you know, a couple of times when it wasn't needed. Did you hear that? Listen again. You sure you don't want some help? Sounds like you're going to be busy with all those animals. You know, dogs and horses and cows and birds and cats. And what about fish? Lots of people have fish, you know.
How do you walk fish?
Oh, I mean, you've got to feed and clean them. She could look after people's birds and fish, too, you know. Now some questions. Ready? The sixth question. John says it sounds like Mary will be busy. Will she be busy with school, with skiing, or with animals? Circle the correct answer. 7. John also teases Mary about looking after fish. How many people there have fish? Listen to this part again. You sure you don't want some help? Sounds like you're going to be busy with all those animals. You know, dogs and horses and cows and birds and cats. And what about fish? Lots of people have fish, you know.
How do you walk fish?
Oh, I mean, you've got to feed and clean them. She could look after people's birds and fish, too, you know. 8. George teases John about walking fish. What does George ask John? 9. What does John really mean? Tenth. What could Mary do besides walking dogs? 9. Let's see what answers you have written.
For the 6th question, you should have circled C, animals. For the 7th, lots of people do. 8. How do you walk fish? 9. You have to feed the fish and clean their tanks. 10. She could look after people's, people's, birds and fish.
How many did you get correct? Write that in the blank now. Now listen to the last part of this conversation again. You sure you don't want some help? Sounds like you're going to be busy with all those animals. You know, dogs and horses and cows and birds and cats. And what about fish? Lots of people have fish, you know.
How do you walk fish?
Oh, I mean, you've got to feed and clean them. She could look after people's birds and fish, too, you know.
I'll see. I don't have anything to look after yet.
Well, you can't say we didn't try to help you make some money.
Just think. We'll read in Sunday's ads, Mary Taylor, animal walker. $2 for half an hour. Dogs, horses, cows, fish, birds, but no cats.
Oh, forget it, will you? I'm going home.
Remember, I tried to help you. Buy me a Coke when you get rich.
Don't climb too many trees after cats. See ya.
Thanks for nothing. Goodbye.
Next, the 11th question. It has 2 correct answers. Circle both of them. The question is, what does Mary have to look after now? 12. What's Mary's full name? 13. How much does John think Mary will ask for walking animals? Circle the right answer. Listen again.
I'll see. I don't have anything to look after yet.
Well, you can't say we didn't try to help you make some money.
Just think. We'll read in Sunday's ads, Mary Taylor, animal walker. $2 for half an hour. Dogs, horses, cows, fish, birds, but no cats.
Oh, forget it, will you? I'm going home.
Remember, I tried to help you. Buy me a Coke when you get rich.
And don't climb too many trees after cats. See ya.
Thanks for nothing. Goodbye.
14th. Does Mary want to talk any more now about walking animals? Fifteenth. When does John want Mary to buy him a Coke? 16th. What does George tell her about trees here? Listen again and then write your answer quickly.
I'll see. I don't have anything to look after yet.
Well, you can't say we didn't try to help you make some money.
Just think. We'll read in Sunday's ads, Mary Taylor, animal walker. $2 for half an hour. Dogs, horses, cows, fish, birds, but no cats.
Oh, forget it, will you? I'm going home.
Remember, I tried to help you. Buy me a Coke when you get rich.
And don't climb too many trees after cats. See ya.
Thanks for nothing. Goodbye.
All finished? Now, here are the answers.
For the answer to the 11th question, you should have circled both answers A and B. They both mean the same. 12th, Mary, capital M-A-R-Y, Taylor, capital T-A-Y-L-O-R. 13th, you should have circled answer C, $2 for half an hour. 14th, answer B is correct. No, she doesn't. 15th, when she gets, G-E-T-S, rich, R-I-C-H. And the last one is the 16th. Don't climb, C-L-I-M-B, 2, T-O-O, many, M-A-N-Y, trees after, A-F-T-E-R, cats, C-A-T-S.
How many did you get correct this time? Write the number in the blank now. Now listen to the full conversation from the start. You should understand everything by now. George, here comes Mary.
Hi. I need some money.
What for?
What for? Doesn't everyone need money?
Yeah, of course. But I mean, you know, do you need bread for something right now?
Man, listen to you talk. Bread. Aren't you trying to sound cool now? Who you been with?
Oh, my big brother's home from school this week with one of his friends. They all talk like that.
Anyway, I do need some bread, some money.
Yeah, we know. How come?
Don't you wish you knew?
Come on, John. Let's split. Can't even get an answer out of her.
There you go again. Let's split. Just like your big brother.
Shut up, will you? Let's go.
Well, I gotta get some money. I want to go skiing in February.
Yeah? Where?
Who's going?
I'm going to my aunt's house in Denver all by myself, but I have to buy my own plane ticket.
How much?
About $250.
One way?
Nah, round trip. So I gotta make some money.
How about carrying papers?
I already thought of that, but I don't have a bike.
Can't you babysit?
Ah, sure I could, but I need to work every day, not just Friday and Saturday nights.
How much do you make babysitting?
About $4 or $5 a night, but that's not enough.
How about at McDonald's?
She's not old enough. You gotta be 16 to work there.
How about walking dogs?
What? Walking dogs?
Yeah, you know. There are lots of people around here with little dogs. You could try all those hotels and other buildings downtown.
I don't know. How much can I make?
More than babysitting. The dogs have to be walked every day, at least Monday through Friday when people are at work.
A lot of people go away on weekends. And, you know, someone has to look after their dogs then, too.
Well, I do like animals. How do you go about finding dogs to walk?
Put an ad in the Sunday newspaper.
How much is an ad?
Under $10, I'm sure.
I don't have $10.
Babysit a couple of hours this week. You can make $10, can't you?
Yeah, but how much do I ask for walking a dog? I get $1.75 an hour for babysitting.
Try for $2 for half an hour. That'd be, $10 for 5 times a week.
You could walk 3 or 4 dogs every day after school. You can get rich.
Get rich? I've got to get the dogs first.
Well, you like animals. Try for horses and cows and cats and birds, too, and...
No one has horses or cows here, and you can't walk a cat. They run away and climb trees, and they'd eat any birds. Besides, I like cats, but you can't walk cats.
You could say you'd look after cats when people are away. You don't have to take them outside.
You sure you don't want some help? Sounds like you're going to be busy with all those animals. You know, dogs and horses and cows and birds and cats. And what about fish? Well, lots of people have fish, you know.
How do you walk fish?
Oh, I mean, you've got to feed and clean them. So you could look after people's birds and fish, too, you know.
I'll see. I don't have anything to look after yet.
Well, you can't say we didn't try to help you make some money.
Just think. We'll read in Sunday's ads, Mary Taylor, animal walker. $2 for half an hour. Dogs, horses, cows, fish, birds, but no cats.
Oh, forget it, will you? I'm going home.
Remember, I tried to help you. Buy me a Coke when you get rich.
And don't climb too many trees after cats. See ya.
Thanks for nothing. Goodbye.
This is the end of Lesson 14.